Welcome to York Minster as we journey through the stations of the Resurrection. Through Lent and Passiontide, there has been a long tradition in the Church of meditating on the events of the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus, called the Stations of the Cross. In the latter part of the 20th century, a complementary devotion emerged called the Stations of the Resurrection, or the Stations of Joy. By using the resurrection experiences of Jesus as a focus for reflection and meditation, we have an opportunity to appreciate and celebrate the mysteries of the resurrection of our Lord during the season of Easter, which journeys from Easter Day to Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia! Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people, and will have compassion on his suffering ones. Let us pray. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope. For a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. The second station. Mary Magdalene finds the empty tomb. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Well, we are where we are. I'm afraid you've just got to find a way of moving on. This is the kind of rather crass advice that's sometimes given, sad to say, to someone who's experienced shock, disappointment, or bereavement. Behind it lies an assumption that we can deal with what happens in life, especially the traumatic things, simply by forgetting and moving on to the next thing. It's true that in certain exceptional circumstances, such as war, that's often what we have to do. We don't have the luxury, so to speak, to deal with the past, but only with what's right in front of us now. As a general approach to life, though, this only stores up trouble in the future. Those who've had to come to terms with PTSD or abuse of some kind will no doubt testify to the fact that unless they're dealt with, the traumas of the past always come back to haunt. Trauma has to be faced to be open to the possibility of healing. Only then can we move on. Mary Magdalene came to the tomb traumatized by grief. She wasn't able to move on. She had to go to the place, to the body, to her own pain, in order to own fully the reality of her loss. Little could she have realized that by going to the very place where she was hurting most, she would find the seeds of new life. The truth dawned only slowly, but when it did, she was transformed, and then she was able to move on with unimaginable joy and freedom. Let us pray. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory, for the love which drew Mary Magdalene to your tomb to weep over your death. As you broke into her grief with your death-shattering life, so reach into our broken hearts with your promise of hope. To you, Lord Jesus, reaching into the deepest tombs of our despair, be honour and glory, now and forever. Amen. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. The music which follows is I Sat Down, the words from the Song of Solomon, the music by Edward Bairstow.